Welcome to another episode in the Business Ready for Sale podcast series. My name is John Denton, and today I'm going to be talking about thinking about your end game and taking time to think generally and how that can help you improve your business, grow your business, grow your profitability, make it more saleable. Because a business that's ready for sale, as you well know by now, if you listen to these podcasts, a business that's ready for sale is often well worth keeping. I know when my business partner and I finally went through the process of getting our business ready for sale and putting it on the market, we stopped and thought, gee, this is such a good business. Why on earth are we selling? But anyway, I'll come back to that later. I got the idea for this podcast from a conversation I had at a recent business networking function. One of the things that I do at networking events to get a conversation going with people is to ask them questions. People like talking about their business or about themselves, and so it's very easy to get people talking that way if you ask the right questions. And one of my favorite questions is, so what is your end game? And this tends to stop a lot of business owners in their tracks. So we've probably been talking about their business and how things are going. And then I say, so what is your end game? And they tend to look and say, what do you mean, my end game? And I say, well, look, you're going to exit your business at some point. Everybody, every business owner exits their business at some point. And hopefully it's not horizontally in a wooden box. And hopefully it's how you choose to exit the business. So do you have an end game in mind? And quite often, about 8 or 9 times out of 10, they'll say, no, haven't really thought about it. Oh, really? And why haven't you thought about it? Well, I just don't have the time to think. And that is a very common response. I don't have time to think. And, you know, I've even caught myself saying that from time to time as well. And that is a problem. Let me explain a little bit more about why not having the time to think is a problem. Henry Ford, the famous Henry Ford, allegedly said, thinking is the hardest work there is, which is probably the reason why so few engage in it. Interesting, isn't it? Let me just repeat that. Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is probably the reason why so few engage in it. It's not only possibly the hardest work there is, but it's also the most important work, in my opinion, that there is. Something I came across many years ago when I worked in the computer industry was a photograph of Thomas J. Watson, Sr., who didn't found IBM, but he became CEO very early on in the IBM evolution. And Thomas Watson, or Tom Watson, is accredited with having developed the Think slogan for IBM. Apparently, according to an article on Wikipedia, when Thomas J. Watson was working for NCR, National Cash Register Company, back in 1911, at an uninspiring sales meeting, Watson interrupted, saying, "The trouble with every one of us is that we don't think enough. We don't get paid for working with our feet. We get paid for working with our heads." Watson then wrote Think on the easel. Remember what easels were? As in chalkboards and easels? Again, from Wikipedia, asked later what he meant by the slogan, Watson replied, "By think, I mean take everything into consideration. I refuse to make the sign more specific. If a man just sees think, he'll find out what I mean. We're not interested in a logic course." So you can find pictures on the internet of Thomas J. Watson sitting at a desk with the Think slogan on the wall behind him. And apparently IBM, one of the biggest computer companies in the world for a long time, still use the slogan Think as an IBM trademark, and IBM named its laptop computers ThinkPads and named a line of business-oriented desk computers ThinkCenter. And since 2018, IBM's main conference is called Think. And if you look at the Apple slogan, Think Different, it's thought that that was derived from the IBM Think slogan. So you can see thinking is pretty important, and a lot of business owners just don't make the time to think. So one of the messages I want to get across is create some thinking time in your business. You know, most business owners are pretty good at making time for doing other things in the business, but get very busy, and the last thing they think about is creating thinking time. Now, I'm a big advocate of reading books, and there are certain books that I keep recommending to my business owners taking action group and my clients. One of them is a book called The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. Now, in this book, and it's a brilliant book, I highly recommend it, The Road Less Stupid, Keith Cunningham. And he's written it in such a way that you can read chapters in isolation depending on what you need at the time. And he makes that point at the beginning of the book. But there in chapter 4, it's called Thinking Time. And he explains the process that he uses. But just let me explain what, and I'll read you from the book, why Keith thinks this is such an important thing. Quote, designing a thinking time process that works for you will be no different than figuring out any other ritual you want to create. The time of day, the best location, and the optimum duration are all discovered through practice and experimentation until you have created a thinking time process that best supports your outcomes. The key here is to obsess about obtaining the outcome and not about finding the perfect process. He then goes on to give quite detailed step-by-step process of how he structures his thinking time process. One of the keys, one of the things I want you to pick up is the fact that he sits down for his thinking time with a question or questions. He says, quote again, a great thinking time session requires a great question as the launching pad. Prior to my thinking time session, I will create and write down questions I want to think about. The whole book is around asking yourself the right questions, and that's another area that Keith is very, very keen to explain, is that you need to be asking yourself the right questions if you want to get the right answer. So please create some thinking time. One of the things I like to do is where I go to pick up my post is that I'll drive back via a road that runs alongside the beach, and I'll park the car looking out over the ocean, the Indian Ocean. It looks beautiful. We've got beautiful beaches in Western Australia. I'll park the car up, and having prepared myself with a question that I want to ask myself about the business, I'll sit and look out over the ocean and start to think about the question and make some notes. So it's just having a little ritual set up, what will work for you. Try different things. It might be a coffee shop. It might be sitting under a tree. It might be going for a walk. Whatever it is, create that thinking time. And of course, key question, which I come back to from the beginning of this episode, is begin with the end in mind. Start thinking about your end game and how you're going to exit the business. So it's all about a plan. Another favorite quote of mine that I use in a lot of my workshops is from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And it goes like this. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? That depends a good deal on where you want to get to. Oh, I don't much care where. Then it doesn't matter which way you go. So long as I get somewhere, Alice added as an explanation. "Are you sure to do that?" said the cat. "If only you walk long enough." In business, I say, work long enough. You'll get somewhere, but it may not be where you want to get to. So start with a plan of where you want to get to and how you want to get out of your business. How are you going to exit? So when you ask yourself about your end game, think about why you are selling. You know, are you selling due to personal reasons? Are you selling at all? Or just exiting and transferring the business to a family member, to staff members? You know, do you have a share scheme? Do you have some way to transfer the business to people in the business? Do you just want to sell part of the business and take a less of a day-to-day role yourself? Do you want to put it under management? Again, you may not want to sell or exit at all at this point, but simply put it on under management and have more personal time to do things yourself or start other businesses. But to maximize the chance of a successful exit or a successful sale, you need to think clearly about what is for sale and why would someone buy the business. So there's a whole lot of stuff that I go through in my other podcasts and webinars about what makes a business valuable, what makes it saleable, and what is saleable within the business. So please check up on those. Go back over past podcasts or check out some of my webinars and videos on my website at johndenton.com.au. But let's look at other things that you need to ask when you're thinking about your end game. You know, ask yourself, why am I selling? Why would I get out of my business? And that's probably the best starting point. And if you are looking to sell, and right now a lot of baby boomer business owners particularly are looking at selling to retire and live life, you know, some of them are telling me, hey, I got through COVID, I'm still alive, business is still going, business is going well. It's time to cash in and go and enjoy myself and live life. We don't know just what's around the corner, as we found out in 2020. So why are you exiting your business? Why do you want to sell if you're selling it? And then think about when would you do that? And again, talking to most business owners, I say, look, it's usually one of two things that come into play when you're thinking about selling your business. Most business owners want to sell either when their business is worth a certain amount of money, like, well, when I can get $2 million for it, or $5 million for it, or $500,000 for it, that's when I'll sell the business. So I need to know what my business is worth and be tracking that. And obviously that's something I can help with. Or it may not be the money, it just may be a time thing, as I say, with more mature age business owners wanting to get out and live life at the moment, it's more of a time thing. Hey, I'm going to be out by the end of this financial year, or I'm going to be out by the end of this calendar year or next year because I want to go on and do things. So again, if you're in that situation, you still need to know what your business is worth, and you definitely need to know if it's saleable. And start thinking about, how do I make it attractive to buyers? When, why, and how? As I said before, how are you going to exit? It may be a sale, maybe to cash out, have a big payday, retire, go and live life, start another business, buy another business. But it may also be a transition to staff or team members. Some business owners like to pass their business on to their sons and daughters or other family members. It might be to transition it to a business partner. A lot of businesses now, because finance can be difficult to get still from banks to buy a business, then some business owners are selling part of the business, like 25% now, to someone who can come in and start running the business and start to learn the business and take it over a period of time. There are many ways to skin a cat, but you need to think about it. And what's the best way? And don't forget about what I call the companion product or service sale. You know, you might be selling a particular product to a particular database of clients or in a particular market segment, and your business may be attractive as an add-on to a business that's selling to the same business category, the same market, and they want to buy your database basically to sell more of their products to your existing database, and also to sell the products or service that you're selling to their existing database, so they can grow their business pretty quickly that way. So it may be an acquisition by somebody in a similar industry, even the same industry, or even a competitor or a supplier. There are lots and lots of options, so start to think about that. My role in life is to ask the questions and get you thinking. Comes back to thinking and making thinking time. So we've talked about the why, the how, the when, and who you can sell to. But again, you've got to think about what it is you're selling. What is it you've got of value? And again, I keep emphasizing to my clients and my Boda Group members, for goodness sake, build your database of clients and keep them warm. Very often the gold is in the database. That's the attraction for a buyer. So get a CRM, put your clients in there, keep in contact with them through newsletters or just a regular contact, because that can be so, so valuable when you come to sell the business. With some service businesses, that can be the only thing that you're really selling. I had a training business for nearly 10 years with a business partner for the last three and a half years. And in a training business, what we had of value was that ongoing database, that database of ongoing clients and recurring clients and recurring income that other businesses could add on to their database, or that a buyer would come in and nurture. So really, really think about what it is that you've got to sell. Where's the value in the business? So I'm giving you lots of things to think about. It's a bit like Keith Cunningham's book, The Road Less Stupid. He asks lots of questions that you need to ask yourself in that book. It's a good practice to get into. So a few more things to think about, a few more questions. What are you going to do after the sale? I keep emphasizing to people, particularly more mature age people, is look, you don't retire from something, you retire to something. You need to have something to retire to. Viktor Frankl, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, explains that the people who survived the Holocaust, a lot of them, a lot didn't have a choice, but the ones that came through it, he found were the ones that had something yet still to do, had something to look forward to, something to go on to. And this is why when people are retiring from work, from employment, it's very, very important to have something else to go to. So you don't retire from things, you retire to something. So what are you going to do after the sale? You know, there's only so many rounds of golf you can play. There's only so many cruises you can do. Or whatever your thing is, you need to have something else to keep you interested, keep your brain active and keep you going. And the other thing, getting back to the business side of things a little bit, think about when you're going to sell a business. You need to get good financial advice. If you're selling, exiting, and you're going to make money out of it, then you need to get good tax advice from a really good accountant. It may be your business accountant, it may be another accountant, but think about the financials. And again, if you are selling your business, as I keep telling people, you need to get a team of people around you. You need to get a good accountant, a good financial advisor, you need to get a good broker and a whole team advisors, someone like myself to help you through the process of exiting and cashing out, if that's what you're doing, or even putting it under management. So that's a lot of questions, and I hope that's been useful. Now you need to make that thinking time that I talked about and that Keith Cunningham talks about to think some of these things through. One of the things that I do to help business owners is I run my Business Owners Taking Action group. and I've been running that for more than a decade, and some of the members are still some of the founding members from that time. And what it is and how they use it is it's really forced thinking time. It's 3 hours a month for the in-person one. It's a bit shorter for the online one. The in-person one is for Perth, Western Australia, metro area businesses. And the online one is obviously for anyone. But view it as a forced time out of the business once a month for 2 or 3 hours. And it's a group thinking process. So whereas I strongly recommend you do that own personal thinking time that I've talked about and Keith Cunningham talks about, you have to do that. But the Boda Group is getting some group thinking time where everybody's helping each other. And so you can put ideas forward. You can get ideas from other people. You hear what other people are doing, what projects they're doing. It might be on a marketing project or marketing campaigns, different tools they're using, what works, what doesn't work. And because there's no competing businesses in the group, everybody talks very openly and share ideas, work on little projects together and help each other. So that's one way that you can start to get some answers to all of these questions. So there's the group process, but definitely use the solo process of thinking on your own. Obviously, subscribe to these podcasts. They will keep coming, and go back and look at some of the older ones. I also have a quiz out there that you can do, which takes about 4 minutes, and it will give you a personalized report based on your answers around how saleable your business is and how you can increase the value. So it's a saleability business value building quiz. Takes less than 4 minutes to do, and you get a personalized report based on your answers very quickly. So you can do that. You can go to my website at johndenton.com.au, and you'll find it under one of the tabs there. Come along to some of my webinars and listen to these podcasts. Again, from my website, you can sign up for my newsletter, which is once a month, which features a podcast, an upcoming webinar, and some tips on exiting your business and having it ready for sale. Because a business that's ready for sale, as you know by now, is well worth keeping. You can put it under management, and you can do all kinds of things. Give yourself options. Don't wait until the last minute. There's a lot of things you need to have ready and be prepared yourself before you go to the market, and that's where I come in. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Hope to see you on some future ones, or not see you, but have you listened to some future ones, and you can get more information in the show notes on your favorite podcast player where you're hearing this. So from me, John Denton, it's bye from now. Remember, johndenton.com.au. Have a look around and bye for now.